It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the series finale. This quick three-game series has been split so far over the first two games. Last night, a come-from-behind 7-3 win for the Marauders. A thrilling go-ahead grand slam off the bat of Juan Jerez to right field in the sixth inning. The Marauders packed on three more runs in the seventh inning to coast that eventual 7-3 win. And so we're looking at a rubber game here this afternoon beneath sunny sky. It's going to be a hot one. The good news is the breeze is blowing in from right field, and that's going to help make things a little more comfortable for everyone here in the ballpark. This rubber game also presents a chance for the Marauders to win their third consecutive series, something they have not accomplished yet this season, as they're coming off back-to-back wins these last 2 weeks against Jupiter and Lakeland. Po Yu Chen gets the ball tonight, today on the mound for the Marauders. He's the reigning Florida State League Pitcher of the Week, thanks to his six innings of scoreless ball last week against Jupiter. Walked only one, struck out five, scattered five hits. And those six innings, by the way, were a new season high for Po Yu Chen. So he gets the nod on the mound today. We'll get on into the nitty-gritty a little bit later. First, we'll step aside, and when we come back, Sunday afternoon means it is time for our weekly glance across the Pirates minor league system. It's the weekly farm report featuring reports from AAA Indianapolis and AA Altoona. That's coming up next. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Andrew Kappas. Jack Sawinski clubbed 14 home runs before making his AAA debut, but boy did he impress in his first game at home with Indy. Sawinski clubbed a long ball to dead center in the sixth on Friday and followed that shot with a go-ahead two-run blast in the seventh. Showcasing his power last night, Sawinski hit a double off the top of the left center field wall at Victory Field, just to the left of the 418 sign. Also flexing power this weekend out of the All-Star break was Bly Madris. Learning a new position at first base hasn't cooled his bat down, as Madris has collected three hits, including a mammoth home run this weekend that nearly bounced out of the ballpark. Bly's average now stands at .297 with Indy, and he's averaging an extra base hit every other contest. Noe Toribio has made himself at home at Victory Field, even as the youngest member of the Indians' pitching staff. He's made three appearances at Victory Field since his promotion from Altoona, firing eight innings of one-run ball. He continued that stretch Friday when he followed a couple of bumpy innings from two previous Indians pitchers with three shutout frames of his own. He fanned six and allowed just one base runner. After snapping a five-game skid last night, Indians look to make it two wins in a row today against St. Paul. With Indianapolis, I'm Andrew Kappas.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. Back-to-back losses for Altoona coming out of the All-Star break at Harrisburg, but one constant theme for the Curve in the second half has been the production of first baseman Aaron Shackelford. Drafted by the Pirates in the 14th round in 2019, Shackelford ranks among the top seven in the league in batting average, slugging percentage, on base percentage, and extra base hits since the second half got underway back on June 28th. With a walk on Saturday night, Shackelford is in the midst of an 11-game on-base streak in which he's batting .393 with an on-base percentage hovering around .520. As well, he is the team leader in home runs and runs batted in for the Curve this season, and Shackelford points to his experience at Greensboro in 2021 among the reasons that he is successful this year.
Yeah, I think last year I failed a lot, which was really good for me. College was pretty easy, got to be pretty easy, and was really challenged last year, like had a lot of failure. So that was really good to come into this year and have some bad games, but then be able to be like, this happens, and bounce back. I feel like I've been able to just be more relaxed in the box and not put so much pressure on each game, like recognize that it's a long season, and that's allowed me to just have peace. And
as well, the 25-year-old has spoken about the day-to-day preparation that he goes through to make sure that each day is a successful one for him.
Foundationally, for me, I get in my Bible and read every day, and that prepares my mind. I think for me, it starts in the mind, trusting that God has a plan for me, and that whether that be success in baseball or not, like, he still has a perfect plan for me and my family. So trusting that in my mind, and that allows me to be more free. And then being more focused in practice has been a huge change this year. Like, more committed on directionally through the field, like really being committed in batting practice to hitting line drive, hard line drives up the middle. And that translates into the games to home runs. Like, you hear Freddie Freeman, he'll take batting practice and hit line drives over shortstop the entire time. And then he hits 35 homers a year. So just being more committed in practice to what I'm trying to do has been really helpful to then lead to the game success.
Right-hander Quinn Priester takes the ball today at 1 o'clock as the Curve try to salvage the final game of their series at Harrisburg before shipping off to Bowie next week for a six-game series with the Orioles AA affiliate. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Many thanks, as always, to Andrew Kappas of the AAA Indianapolis Indians and John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve for their contributions to this week's Pirates Farm Report. We'll take a brief timeout. When we come back, we'll give you today's starting lineups here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Let's meet today's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders. A second half record of 15-8. They sit tied for first place right alongside Tampa in the West Division standings for the FSL. Shortstop Sungche Chang leads off again. He's followed by center fielder Jace Bowen, who is on a season best 18-game on base streak. Designated hitter Juan Jerez bats third. His grand slam gave the Marauders the go-ahead blow in the sixth inning last night. Right fielder Sergio Campagna bats cleanup. Second baseman Michael Escoto bats fifth. Left fielder Angel Basabe is in the sixth slot with catcher Grant Cook behind him, batting seventh. Batting eighth will be the third baseman Davies Nadal, and ninth is the first baseman Norquis Marcos. Marauders send right-hander Po-Yu Chen out to the mound. Chen, 2-6 record, 4.84 ERA over 15 starts in the season. He has struck out 75 over 67 and a third innings. and brings in a 1.28 whip. And as mentioned earlier in the pregame show, Chen is the reigning Florida State League Pitcher of the Week thanks to his six scoreless innings against Jupiter last week at home. That's how the Marauders look today. Now for the Threshers, a second-half record of 8-15, 43-45 overall. In the second half, Clearwater is in dead last in the 16 West Division. Here's how they line up in the series finale. Third baseman Hao Yu Lee, Phillies number 15 prospect, leads off. Center fielder Marcus Lee Sang bats second. Right fielder Leandro Pineda hits third. Catcher Andrick Nava, three runs batted in this series, bats cleanup. Second baseman Kendall Simmons bats fifth. DH Jamari Baylor hits sixth. First baseman Micah Yonamine on a seven-game hit streak is batting seventh. Left fielder Wilfredo Flores hits eighth, and shortstop Eric Brito bats ninth for the Threshers, who sent to the mound right-hander Aberson Castellano. Castellano, a 21-year-old from Maracaibo, Venezuela, 6'3", 160 pounds, and has put together some solid numbers this season. 11 appearances, 7 starts, 3.76 ERA, 1.07 whip, and is holding opponents to a 2.21 batting average while averaging over 10.5 strikeouts per 9 innings on the season. Bright and sunny skies with fluffy white clouds all across the horizon and a wind blowing across the field from right to left. It's going to be a nice Sunday afternoon for baseball here in Clearwater. That's a wrap on the pregame show. We'll be right back with First Pitch here for the series finale in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
You are the one I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. Talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, where right-hander Aberson Castellano makes his warm-up tosses for the Threshers, who are on the field in their red jerseys paired with the Phillies-esque pinstripe pants. The Marauders go with the traditional road grays for the third straight game. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith back with you for the rubber game of this three-game weekend series on the other side of the All-Star break. Glad to have you with us for this late morning, early afternoon. We have just crossed over that noon threshold. So good afternoon to you if you're listening from the Eastern time zone or beyond, or if you're listening from Central time zone or earlier, very happy good morning to you. Sungche Chang heads to home plate and digs in from the left side. 20-year-old from Taiwan, batting .238 on the season, four home runs, 28 runs batted in. Castellano from the stretch, big right-hander kicks and deals, and the game's first pitch misses low for ball one. We're underway at 12:02 p.m., 88 degrees, mostly sunny. Castellano comes set away from his chest. And the 1-0 offering. Chang takes a fastball for a high strike. Last night, the Marauders with a 7-3 win, largely thanks to a go-ahead grand slam in the sixth inning off the bat of Juan Jerez. Chance to win a third consecutive series with today's rubber game. The 1-1 pitch, Chang swings early and misses. Strike two. The robust hum of traffic out on U.S. Route 19, just beyond the right field wall. Runs north and south, right along the bay here. Castellano the 1-2, and Chang swings and misses. Got him on the high fastball for strike three. Let's meet the Threshers' defense for the afternoon. In the outfield from left to right, it's Wilfredo Flores, Marcus Lee Sang, Leandro Pineda. On the infield, Hao Yu Lee is playing third base. Eric Brito at shortstop, Kendall Simmons the second baseman. Micah Yonemine, the first baseman, and Andrick Nava, the catcher. Just underway is Jace Bowen, batting second for the Marauders today. Gets the first pitch from Castellano. Fastball right there for strike one. So far in the first handful of pitches from Aberson Castellano, heater working around 92, 93 miles per hour. The 0-1 toss. Bowen swings and smokes a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Could have had extra bases on that. Just a hair of a fraction of a second too soon on the swing. That's a hot one here in Clearwater. The Marauders with a chance to stay hot in the win column. Chance to win their third consecutive series. They have not done so yet this season. The 0-2 pitch. Bowen swings and chops it past the mound. Shortstop Brito charges it, gloves it. Jump throw to first is in time to retire Bowen. Impressive play there from Eric Brito on the charge. And the first two Marauders hitters are retired. And here comes last night's hero, Juan Jerez. Grand Slam was his third home run of the season and the third Grand Slam by a Marauder this year, following Luke Brown and Alexander Mojica. No score, top one, bases empty with two outs for Bradenton. Castellano with the offering, and Jerez takes below the knees just by a bit. Fastball again at 92. Radar gun readings coming on that left center field video board. Little tiny white box with blue lettering and numbers. Here's the 1-0. Jerez takes it low and outside. That radar gun reading on the left center video board is sponsored by Tasty Cake, Philadelphia-based brand of snack cakes that I believe used to be sold here at this ballpark. Don't believe they've continued that this year, unfortunately. 2-0, swung on and lifted to right field. Tracking in, Leandro Pineda, a couple of steps to his left, looking up into the sunny skies, makes the catch, inning over. The Marauders are retired. In order, we go to the bottom of the first. No score. Thresher's coming up to bat. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back once again to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Final game of a three-game weekend series. And here comes Hao Yu Lee to step into the box against his fellow Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen. These two men, in fact, hail from the same Taiwanese city, Taoyuan City. Righty on a righty, the pitch by Chen. Lee swings and fouls it back off the screen. Unfortunately, didn't get the chance to ask Po Yu about this just yet, but I'd imagine there's a good chance that these two cross paths at some point growing up in Taiwan. Growing up in that same city. Here's the 0-1 to Lee. He swings and fouls another one back. Good bat-to-ball skills for this leadoff hitting third baseman. Lee splitting time defensively between third base and second base this season for Clearwater. .288 batting average, .387 OBP, .471 slugging. 0-2 from Chen, misses high. Four-pitch arsenal for Po Yu Chen. Fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. Each of them with high spin rates. Pitches exclusively from the stretch, even with bases empty. Here's his 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. How you leave frozen. Po Yu Chen begins his afternoon with a strikeout. Let's meet the Marauders defensively. In the outfield from left to right, it's Angel Basabe, Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna. Along the infield, Davies Nadal is at third base. Sungchae Chang at shortstop. Michael Escoto at second base. Norquis Marcos plays first base today. And Grant Cook is catching. One gone for Marcus Lee Sang, and the left-handed batter takes the first pitch on the inside corner, a strike. And Lee Sang wants to challenge it. Connor McKenna, the plate umpire, looks up to the booth. That call's upheld, remaining strike one. So early on, one unsuccessful challenge for Clearwater. Two remaining. Here's Chen with the 0-1. Lee Sang takes one that skips in the dirt. No score, bottom of the first inning. The Marauders went down in order in the top half. Chen gets the signal from Grant Cook. Ready, his 1-1, Lee Sang takes a look at a high strike two. Lee Sang with a double late in last night's game. Eight games against the Marauders this season. He is batting .393. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Check swing by Lee Sang, and the pitch high. Did he go? No, not quite. Christian Argueza making the no call and the appeal down the first base line. So Lee Sang still in the box. Count 2-2. He's working on a four-game hit streak during which he's batting .471. 2-2. Swung on and missed. He got him on the changeup for strike three. Good stuff from Po Yu Chen to start his afternoon 2-away.
Batting third for the Thresher's so right fielder, number 41, Leandro Pineda.
Here is Leandro Pineda. Lining up to the three spot in the batting order tonight after hitting cleanup last night as well as Friday night. Bases empty with two outs for the Threshers. Here's the pitch to Pineda, the left-handed hitter. Swings the first pitch, pops it up, shallow down the left field line and heading out of play. Pretty light crowd here on a Sunday afternoon. That tends to be the norm throughout the Florida State League. It is just flat-out hot on these Sunday afternoons. A lot of the folks who have chosen to attend today are hunkering back to the back rows closest to the concourse where there's some more shade. Here's the 0-1, swinging a chopper toward first. Marcos takes it, runs into the base himself. Inning over, 1-2-3, down they go. Neither team with a base runner in the first inning. We're on to the second here at Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Sergio Campagna leads off the second inning for the Marauders here in Clearwater. And he swings the first pitch, chops it to third. Going to be a tough play for Hao Yu Lee. Throw to first is a long one, and it is not in time. Campagna beats it out. Sergio Campagna, first pitch chopper, guides it down the third baseline, and Hao Yu Lee put all kinds of zip on that throw. Still not in time. So leadoff infield single for Campagna here to begin the second. That's the first base runner of the game for either team. That brings up Michael Escoto. Escoto wearing the black number 7 on the back of the gray jersey. And gets the toss from Castellano. Here's a swing and a pop-up. Short to the shortstop position, but the third baseman Lee comes in, puts it away basket style for the first out of the inning. Little shot off the end of the bat there for Escoto. Weakly hit. And Sergio Campagna and Hao Yu Lee appear to be exchanging some words from afar. There was something bubbling between those two a couple of nights ago. Nothing ended up happening. So right after Lee threw that ball back to his pitcher, he and Campagna started jawing at one another from a distance. Umpire's going to have to keep order. To their credit, they did a good job at restoring order on Friday night when something almost happened between the two. Here's Angel Basabe. First pitch, the left-handed hitter way too high. One ball, no strikes. Angel Basabe, 222 hitter over 22 games for the Marauders. It's been tough to strike out. The pitch takes for a fastball strike. Only 11 strikeouts for Basabe in those 22 games. He has also walked 8 times. Driven in 3 runs, still looking for that first homer of the season. Circling the bat softly over his left shoulder. He gets the 1-1. There goes Campagna for second. Pitches high. Throw to second is not in time, and it's a little too high from Nava. Campagna steals it. He's there on second base with one gone. He'll take some extra time to shake the extra dirt out of his pant legs. Base umpire Christian Arguesa giving Campagna still a little more time. And here we go, all set to continue. 2-1, the count on Angel Basabe with an RBI opportunity here. Aberson Castellano, 21-year-old from Venezuela, sets. And his pitch, Basabe takes low and outside. Basabe started to piece things together over the past few weeks. He's hit safely in 5 of his last 7 games, while continuing to play solid defense, playing primarily left field. Campagna lead off of second with one away. Here's a 3-1. Basabe takes it outside for ball 4. So a pair of men aboard now for Bradenton. And now here's Grant Cook.
Batting 7th for the Marauders, catcher number 17, Grant Cook.
First and second, only one away. The Marauders looking for an early lead here in Clearwater this afternoon. Thresher's parent club, the Phillies, also with a noon start time today. They're playing the Cubs at Citizens Bank Park. Here's a toss from Castellano, and a fastball misses just inside to Cook. Phillies-Cubs game right now, bottom of the first inning, scoreless. Check in on the Pirates in just a moment. The 1-0 is taken for a strike on the inside corner. Pirates have almost an hour and a half before they get going. A 1:35 first pitch up at PNC Park against the Marlins. Bucco's coming away with a 1-0 win last night. Castellano the 1-1. And Cook takes a nice, snappy breaking ball over the outside corner, a strike. A ball and 2 strikes on the Marauders catcher, number 7 hitter in the order today. Campagna at second, Basabe on first. Both run well. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Runners break, a swing and a pop-up back out of play. And we'll see another pitch. A double steal was on there. And there's a chance that if Cook hadn't made contact, both men may have had that respective bases stolen. Campagna with a good jump. Basabe the same. Wind coming in from right center field. Castellanos sets away from his chest. And the 1-2 pitch again. A swing and a miss. Down goes Cook. Strike three. That brings up Davies Nadal. And, I mean, it's par for the course here in Clearwater with anything shark-themed. You may have heard the Finding Nemo sound clip, Shark Bait, played on the sound system in the background there. I mean, it's a gimme. Anything shark-themed really goes well here for the Threshers. I've been told it's Shark Week here in late July. That's perfect timing on everything. Here's Davies Nadal with a swing and a high fly ball to right field. This should do it for the inning. Leandro Pineda coasting over to his left, puts it away with a two-handed catch. And the Marauders strand a pair here in a scoreless second. We head to the bottom of the second. Here in Clearwater, and no score in the game. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
With a scoreless game moving to the bottom of the second inning, Andrik Nava, Threshers catcher, leads off the home half of the second. Marauders Po Yu Chen back to the mound. He deals, and Nava takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner. Nava quickly asks for a challenge. Call is upheld. Strike one. So that's two unsuccessful challenges already used by Clearwater. They're down to their last. Marauders have not used any yet. Here's the 0-1 to Nava. Swings and tips it foul. Little chopper away from home plate. Very efficient first inning for Po Yu Chen. Struck out the first two men he faced. Four pitches, then five pitches, then a quick ground out to first base by Leandro Pineda. Threshers in search of their first base runner. The 0-2 offering. Taken high. Little check swing, but he did not go around. Andrik Nava able to hold up. Talking with Po Yu Chen a couple of weeks ago about his off-season improvements. Did a lot of work in the gym. Got a little stronger. Added some more stamina. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Comments on the fact that he was starting to feel a little fatigued late last season. That was starting to affect pretty much all parts of his game. Some better stamina here in 2022 has allowed him to throw some higher pitch count outings and get some sharpness on his pitches. 2-2, breaking ball, just misses. A little high. 3-2. Andrik Nava battling as he found himself down 0-2. Count is full. Here's Chen with a set. And the payoff pitch from the right. He is swung on and lined into right field. That's down the line, a fair ball. Campagna hustles after it as it nestles into the corner. Nava is into second base with a stand-up double. Andrik Nava continues to see the ball well in the series. Knocked a two-run single in the first inning last night. Friday night, a solo homer, an RBI single. He has three RBIs and now four hits in the series. Kendall Simmons steps in with a chance to bring him home. No score, but the Threshers are threatening to change that here in the bottom of the second inning. Kendall Simmons, nine home runs, leads the team. The pitch swings and foul tips it into Cook's mitt. Marauders enter this game tied for first in the West Division in the second half of the Florida State League season. They're 15-8, tied for first with Tampa. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, shot foul back into the screen. The Threshers, meanwhile, have not had a very strong second half so far. They're 8-15, sitting in last place in the West Division. Chen nodding to Cook's signal with a man on second. A look that way. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball low and outside. Take a look at what Tampa and Lakeland are up to tonight. They had one game of a planned doubleheader last night. First game was suspended in the first inning. Going to be a long night for long day for those two teams. So today they'll continue that suspended game that was left out for the first inning last night. Then they'll play a seven-inning game following that. Good old summer in Florida. It's going to interfere with baseball in just about every way imaginable. Here's the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, cued back to the mound. Chen looks back to second, goes to first for the sure out. A nice decision there as Andrik Nava, runner off second base, took a big jump and then quickly retreated. A good awareness there by Poyu Chen, getting the 1-3 put out. Jamari Baylor is next up. Richmond, Virginia native. Third round pick by the Phillies in 2019. Here's the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. An ugly looking three quarters cut. Baylor jammed on it. Threshers have a runner on second base with one gone. Bottom of the second here in Clearwater. Chen comes home with it. The 0-1 swung on and socked foul into the first base side seats. Still, most fans in the seating bowl below are hunkering up in the shaded portions of the seating bowl, closest to the concourse. Sun is sinking behind the rim of the ballpark roof, so that overhang creating that shade in the last five, six, seven rows of blue seats. Chen with the 0-2 pitch. Just high, ball one. A small handful of brave souls, though, are right in the first two or three rows of seats behind home plate. They're braving out the strong, beating down sun. The 1-2 pitch from Chen. Breaking ball is too high. Curveball not dropping into the zone. 2-2 now. Jamari Baylor, 5'11", 200 pounds, muscular, athletic frame. Right-handed batter circling the bat calmly over his shoulder. 2-2 pitch. Take in, strike three in the inside corner. Poyu Chen, a little hop off the mound as he gets his third strikeout of the day.
Adding seventh for the Threshers, first baseman, number 18, Micah Yonamine.
And here's the Honolulu native, Micah Yonamine. Mentioned earlier on the broadcast, he's got a seven-game hit streak rolling. And is hitting .320 during that period. .222 average overall on the season. Runner on second, two outs. The pitch, Yonamine swings and lines into right field. Slices toward the line, a fair ball. Being waved around third, Nava. No play at the plate for Bradenton, so it's an RBI single for Yonamine. And it's a 1-0 Clearwater lead. That immediately extends Yonamine's hit streak to eight straight games.
Batting eighth for the Threshers, left fielder number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
So Clearwater for the third straight game strikes first on the scoreboard. Here's Wilfredo Flores from the left side. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lots of swings and misses on the Chen fastball today. Sitting 92-93 with it as per usual. Now his 0-1. Swinging a ball popped up. Third base side. Headed out of play to the seats. Switch hitting left fielder for the Threshers, Wilfredo Flores. Out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 22 years old. Signed with the Phillies in May of 2018. 0-2 pitch. Takes high. For the most part, Chen really isn't getting very many chases on these pitches above the zone with two strikes. This guy can get away with them if he places them perfectly. Clearwater hitters, for the most part, not chasing today, though. The 1-2. Swung on, bounced past the mound, up the middle. Second baseman Escoto takes it. Little flea flicker flipped to Chang on the bag at second. Inning over on the force play, but the Threshers strike first on the Micah Yonamine RBI single. 1-0 Clearwater heading to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey fans, we want to remind you to come out to Lecom Park this next Saturday, July the 30th, for our Back to School Night presented by Chiva Credit Union. First 500 kids ages 12 and under will get a free Marauders backpack at the gate. And you can also enjoy a post-game fireworks show that Saturday night presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets online at BradentonMarauders.com. Moving to the third inning in Clearwater, a 1-0 lead for the Threshers over the Marauders. Marauders going to take their bats to work here against right-hander Aberson Castellano, who's through two scoreless innings. There's the throw down to second base by Andrick Nava. Sails way over the second baseman Kendall Simmons, who doesn't move a muscle, and he's grinning ear to ear. It's an early start after a late night last night, so those little mistakes are bound to happen. Here comes Norquis Marcos to lead off the third for Bradenton. So Norquis Marcos leads off against not Aberson Castellano, but actually Sam Coonrod, rehabbing Philly, who we saw make the start on Friday night. The set and the first pitch to Marcos. Take in just below the knees for a ball. Similar height right-hander. Didn't immediately look to be much different from Castellano, at least to the casual observer here. Only seeing these Threshers for the second time this season. So the 1-0 pitch is on its way, and it's taken for a high fastball for ball two. So Aberson Castellano is finished after two scoreless innings, his final line. Two innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts. Obviously didn't hang around long enough to get the win in this one, should Clearwater maintain their lead. 2-0 from Coonrod, swinging a ground ball, hit hard to third. Sitting back on it, Lee tosses across to first in plenty of time. One gone.
The shortstop, Sung Jae Chang.
Back to the top of the order with Sung Jae Chang. Struck out swinging leading off the game. No pitch clock in effect for the Major League rehabber Coonrod. He's been given as much time as he needs between pitches. Coonrod nodding to the signal from Andrik Nava. Sets the belt and deals, and Chang takes outside on a fastball. Major League rehab appearance here for Coonrod, his second with the Threshers. He's working his way back from a shoulder sprain that he suffered late in spring training. Began the season on the injured list after just two spring training appearances. The 1-0. Chang swings through a fastball. Coonrod grew up in St. Louis, big Cardinals fan growing up. And was drafted in 2014 out of Southern Illinois by the Giants. Fifth round, 2014. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Chang. Elevated fastball. Friday night, Coonrod's first rehab outing for the Threshers. Pitched a scoreless first inning, struck out a pair. He's ahead of Chang, 1-2. Pitch number 4, swung on, popped up, third base side, out of play. Coonrod made his debut, major league debut with the Giants, May 26, 2019. Spent that season and 2020 with the Giants, traded to the Phillies in January of 21. In exchange for right-hander Carson Ragsdale, who was the Phillies' fourth-round pick in 2020. He was a USF product. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball. Weakly foul off of the first base side. Coonrod, 6'1", 225 pounds. 29 years old. He'll be turning 30 later in September. The 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Chang blown away on the fastball. Coonrod retires the first too many faces. That brings up Jace Bowen. First time up, Bowen hit a ground ball to the shortstop. Relatively easy out recorded by Brito. We're in the third inning, 1-0. The Threshers lead the Marauders. Coonrod, hands together in the delivery. Bowen looks at a fastball strike. Well, anytime a Major League rehabber appears on the mound here in the FSL this season, sort of a throwback to last year, to the pre-pitch clock era, which somehow seems a long, long time ago. Major League rehabbers not subjected to the pitch clock rules. The 0-1 pitch taken for strike two. Fastball up in the zone. So as recent as last season, that pitchers could take as much time as they needed. Coonrod ready here. The 0-2 pitch to Bowen. Swung on, popped foul. Stays alive as he shoots this one out of play. And as we look at what the pitch clock has done for the game here in the minor leagues, two-thirds of the way through the season, it has paid huge dividends. Average game time has gone down considerably. We're regularly looking at 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 45 minutes in game time. 0-2 pitch just misses nicking the outside corner. Good eye by Bowen. Whereas last year we were regularly looking at 3 hours, 3 hours, 10 minutes, 3 hours, 20 minutes, and not always high-scoring games, even. It's changed a lot for the better. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fought off foul. We'll see another one. In In addition to his 18-game hit streak, Bowen has hit safely in five straight. And he has hit safely in 15 of the 18 games on that on-base streak. Coonrod shakes off a couple of signals. Now gets the one he wants from Nava. Another 1-2 toss. Bowen is frozen at the knees. Strike three. The inning is over. And Coonrod retires the side in order here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Clearwater 1, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Wawa.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Nine, 1-2 in the Threshers' order here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Marauders trailing the Threshers 1-0 as Poyu Chen returns to the mound. He deals to Eric Brito. Clearwater shortstop takes one that flies way to the backstop. Ricochets off the backstop wall and rolls right over the feet of Brito. Game's first and thus far only run coming out of Micah Yonamine. RBI single to right field in the second inning. Chen with a 1-0, and that's taken high. Brito, the only man who has not yet hit through the first two innings before Clearwater. Batting ninth in the order, he'll be followed by Hao Yu Lee and Marcus Lee Sang. The 2-0 pitch. Taken just below the knees. Ball three. Chen falls behind. Rubber game of the series. Marauders won last night. Clearwater took the opener Friday night. 3-0 pitch. Misses. High and inside. A leadoff four-pitch walk. Well, this is not the ideal situation here as you're facing a difficult part of the order with a man on base. Hao Yu Lee and then Marcus Lee Sang to follow. There's a leadoff man aboard. Lee was able to make relatively, or rather Chen was able to make relatively quick work of Lee. First time up, a four-pitch strikeout. Got him looking at a curveball. See what happens second time around. First pitch, a fastball strike from Chen. These two men grew up in the same city in Taiwan, Taoyuan City. Poyu Chen, 20 years old. Hao Yu Lee, just 19 years old. Here's the 0-1. He takes in the dirt. It gets by Grant Cook in the wild pitch. Allows Eric Brito to take second base. Chen wearing the long black sleeves on this sweltering Sunday afternoon. Always has those black sleeves on underneath the jersey, regardless of weather conditions. The set of the chest. Here's the 1-1. Lee swings and fouls it back. Lee is 4-for-8 in the series. This is still just his fourth game back since being activated off the injured list for Clearwater. made his return from the IL last Sunday against Fort Myers and went hitless, but he's back into the hit column regularly this weekend. Got one hit last night, went 3-for-4 on Friday. Time called. Grant Cook is going to jog out to the mound for a talk with Chen. There may be a little hang-up here on the switching of the pitch calling signals with the runner on second. Now we have the opportunity to check in on the other Pirates affiliates this afternoon and what they are up to or will be up to. A little bit of a later start today for High A Greensboro, playing at 2 o'clock against the Hickory Crawdads. Rangers High A affiliate Justin Mice, scheduled starter for Greensboro today. Give you updates on that one a little later in the afternoon. Double A Altoona will be underway in about 15 minutes. Quinn Priester gets starting a nod in Harrisburg for the Curve. And the AAA Indianapolis Indians wrapping up their series against St. Paul today. They'll be underway in just under an hour. Mike Burrows will get the start there for AAA. Back to it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And Lee checks his swing. Can't hold up, though, on the breaking ball low and away. Strike three. So Po Yu Chien gets his countryman for a second straight time.
Marcus Lee Sang.
And now Marcus Lee Sang gets a second opportunity. He, too, went down on strikes his first time. Eric Brito, the runner on second for the Threshers, who lead 1-0 here at the bottom of the third inning. The pitch, Lee Sang, takes a loopy curve too high. Like Lee before him, Marcus Lee Sang, 4-for-8 in the series. A lot of wiggling, a lot of movement in the box as he awaits the pitch. Here it is, fastball caught on and missed for strike one. Never gets cheated on a swing. He swings hard with every ounce of might that he's got in his body. Muscular frame, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. The set. And the 1-1 pitch, runner breaks, swing and a miss, throw to third by Cook, and safe on a close play, Eric Brito. He slides in just under the tag from Nadal, not quite in time. 12th steal of the season for Brito. And that makes the job a little easier for Clearwater hitters now to bring home their second run of the game. Marauders infield will come up to the cut of the grass now. The 1-2 pitch, Lee Sang takes high and outside. It was an okay jump there by Brito. He has a lot of sheer speed, so he was able to leg that one out. 2-2 pitch. Lee Sang, a swing and a fly ball out to center field. Bowen backing up on it. Catches it. Has momentum. Throw coming home. Runner tagging, and the throw is offline. And Brito slides in safely. It's a 2-0 Clearwater lead. So Marcus Lee Sang deals a crisp line drive sack fly to center field. Chase Bowen, a little bit of a tail on the throw home there, up the third base line a ways. See if Po Yu Chien can put away the inning here. Leandro Pineda with a ground out to first base in his first AB. Threshers 2, Marauders nothing. And the pitch from the right-hander. Swing and a miss by the lefty hitter Pineda. Most of the arsenal looking good today from Chien. Some swings and misses. Some called strikes. The 0-1 taken high and away. Hasn't had as much success with getting swings and misses up above the zone as I'm sure you'd like to have. Clearwater hitters have been seeing those pitches pretty well. 1-1, fastball ripped out and missed. Strike two. .244 batting average on the season, but a .338 on base percentage. Pineda with the blue tinted sunglasses on underneath the red batting helmet. Red shin guard. Red wristband on his left wrist. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swings and pops it up out of play. Third base side. Lots of fluffy white clouds dotting the horizon from right field, stretching all the way around to left field. pure blue skies directly overhead. Here's the next pitch. It's in the dirt. 2-2 on Pineda. Left-handed batter swinging a tan bat as Chen is set and delivers the 2-2 pitch. It is swung on and lifted to right field, fairly deep. Backing up Campagna near the wall, reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track, and the inning is over. Threshers add a run, though, on the sack fly by Marcus Lee Seng. 2-0 Clearwater heading to the fourth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Fourth for the Marauders designated hitter, Juan Perez.
Second major league rehabber of the day on the mound for Clearwater, right-hander Cam Bedrosian follows fellow righty Sam Coonrod. So Bedrosian on to pitch the fourth inning. He deals to Juan Perez. First pitch missing for ball one. Clearwater 2, Bradenton nothing. Decisive game of a three-game series this weekend at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders have had a couple of base runners, unable to capitalize yet, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a foul ball hit over toward the on-deck circle where Sergio Campagna waits. Cam Bedrosian, the son of Steve Bedrosian, 1987 NL Cy Young Award winner with the Phillies. 1-1 pitch. Fastball just low. Goodbye by Jerez. Bedrosian appeared on Friday night, his first rehab outing with Clearwater. Pitched a scoreless second inning. Walked one, struck out one. The 2-1 pitch. Perez takes right around the knees, ruled low, 3-1. Bedrosian miffed at the lack of a call. Threshers again have the ability to challenge, but they only have one challenge remaining for the day. They've already been unsuccessful twice. 3-1 offering. Perez swings and smokes one high and deep to center field. Backing up, Marcus Lee Seng. Track, wall, looking up. Off the wall, it stays in play. Jerez around second, he wants three. Lee Seng's throw goes into third base. It is late and offline. Juan Jerez, a triple off the center field wall. Well, he can knock it, and then he can fly. He lost his helmet halfway between first and second base. So first base coach Casey Harms goes and flags the helmet down, gives it to Gustavo Amaña. Juan Jerez giving that ball a ride and then just sprinting around the bases full speed ahead, getting a leadoff triple off the rehabber. 104 on the exit velo, the Jerez triple, and Jerez seems to be having some trouble with his helmet. Holding his helmet in his hands, he's walking away down the third baseline. He's going to need a substitution here in the equipment department. Jonathan Johnston emerging from the Marauders dugout with a different helmet. So Jerez walks back to third base. Gustavo Amaña gave a questioning look over at Jerez as he was leaving third base, and Jerez turned back over his shoulder and pointed at the helmet. Okay, so a leadoff triple puts a man right into scoring position for Bradenton. Here's Sergio Campagna. The pitch, he takes low for a ball. So 104 on the exit velo off the bat of Jerez of the triple. Big thanks to Steph Lombardo for the data. Tying run at in the batter's box now for the Marauders. 1-0 pitch. In the dirt, knocked down by Nava. Jerez on that swing almost had his second home run in as many games. Infield playing a traditional depth here for Clearwater. They're working with a 2-0 lead, and the pitch by Bedrosian. Swung on, popped up, out of play by Campagna. Went up to get that one. Cam Bedrosian, East Coweta High School in Sharpsburg, Georgia. Originally drafted by the Angels. 2-1 pitch is caught on a miss. Strike two. Angels made Bedrosian their first-round pick, 29th overall in 2010. Made his Major League debut 4 years later, June of 2014. Again, the Major League career of the Angels. Went on to stints with the Reds and the A's. And late last year, the Phillies. 2-2 on its way. Campagna swings and grounds one. Foul down the third baseline. Jerez had to go leaping over it. And that is why, off of third base, you take that leadoff into foul territory. Of course, any batted ball that strikes a base runner is an out. Base runner is ruled out, and that's why I always take that lead off third base into foul ground. The only thing Juan Jerez had to worry about there was a bruised foot. The set, Bedrosian, the 2-2. Campagna lays off high and outside. Ball three, working a full count. Cam Bedrosian pitching the fourth inning on minor league rehab. Officially listed as a minor league rehabber because he was due to begin the season at AAA Lehigh Valley. Here's his 3-2. Campagna swinging a dribbler past the mound, ruled dead, and Campagna goes limping quickly out of the box, hit it off his own foot. So he'll walk that one off. Try and regain his bearings ahead of another 3-2 pitch from Bedrosian. Juan Jerez, a triple to the big part of the park. Just before this at bat, he's on third. 3-2, swing and a miss by Campagna. He goes down, strike three.
Second baseman,
Michael Escoto. Here's one out, Jerez on third base. The Marauders trailing by just two runs here in the visitors' half of the fourth inning. Bedrosian, the toss. Swing and a popped foul. Back out of play by Escoto. Marauders had a scoring opportunity in the second, but couldn't seize the opportunity. Sergio Campagna, an infield single, stole second. Angel Basabe a walk. Both were left stranded. The 0-1 taken in tight. Escoto drawing the count to 1-1. Here in the fourth, leadoff triple by Jerez, just to the left of straightaway center field. It Escoto trying to square one up and bring the Marauders' first run of the afternoon home. The 1-1 pitch swings and pops it up. Shallow down the right field line. Yonamine, the first baseman, over. Foul ground, and the ball drops. Yonamine had a little bit of a tough time going back on it. He was looking up into the sun, and the second baseman, Simmons, came in, sliding after it and came up short. So there won't be an error charged on that drop pop-up. Here on these Sunday afternoons with the sun so high in the sky, it can be really, really difficult, even if you do have the sunglasses on. Yonamine and Simmons, they go back to their positions, appear to be discussing it still. Talking about what the other one was seeing and experiencing there. Here's the set. Bedrosian, the 1-2 pitch. Escoto swings and misses strike three. Two outs. The Marauders now need to muscle up here and take advantage of that leadoff triple. It's Angel Basabe, a man who's been good at putting the ball in play. Has a couple of months in a Marauders uniform. Infield in a slight pull shift on the left-handed batter. The pitch taken outside. Of course, that shift abiding by the new shift restrictions with the pie slice rule behind second base. Those chalk lines extend from the back corner of second base to the edge of the outfield grass. The infielder's prohibited from standing in that zone prior to the pitch. The 1-0, Basabe takes one low. And again, with this weekend being the first weekend worth of games, we're seeing that new pie slice rule implemented. Again, that's just a casual name for it. Not really a big amount of results to draw from yet as to what it's done to the game so far. Next pitch from Bedrosian misses high. Three balls and no strikes. Marauders trailing by two. Juan Jerez still waiting on third after his leadoff triple. They're now two away. 3-0. Basabe takes wide for ball four. Two aboard now for Bradenton, and the go-ahead run comes to the plate in Grant Cook. Cam Bedrosian grunting on almost every pitch that he releases here. Taking a couple of deep breaths to himself. No stranger to pitching in the heat and humidity. Grew up in Georgia. Jerez on third. Basabe the tying run on first base with two away here in the fourth for the Marauders. Here's the pitch to Grant Cook. Takes a fastball inside corner for a strike at thigh high. Bedrosian likely to go just one inning as he did on Friday. Reliever by trade. Here's the 0-1. That pitch just low. Looked like a slider, and the Threshers are going to challenge it. That call's overturned. Strike on Cook. No balls and two strikes. Cam Bedrosian is suddenly one strike away from stranding that leadoff triple. Marauders with a chance still. Here's the 0-2 to Cook. He swings and pops it up. First base side. Quick look by Yonamine. It's well out of play. And a poor lady in a pink shirt there who doesn't happen to have a glove in her possession. Just didn't know which way to go to avoid that foul ball. She was trying to clear the deck and almost went the wrong way. Thankfully, everybody unharmed there in the seats. The next pitch. Cook lays off upstairs. 1-2 the count. Jerez on third. Basabe on first. One ball, two strikes. Here's Cam Bedrosian with the pitch, and Cook swings and misses through a slider. Strike three, and the Marauders cannot take advantage of a leadoff triple. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You
You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Po-Yu Chen offers up a first pitch strike to Andrik Nava, Clearwater catcher, as we open up the bottom of the fourth inning at BayCare Ballpark. Glad to have you with us on this Sunday afternoon or morning, depending on which time zone you're listening from. Breaking ball from Chen drops onto the inside corner, called strike two. Clearwater, one run each in the second and third innings. RBI single, Micah Yonamine in the second. Sack fly by Marcus Lee Sang in the third. 0-2 pitch is over for strike three of the knees. But hold on, Nava wants to challenge it. Let's see what we get. Upheld strike three, and that is all for challenges on the day for the Threshers.
Second baseman, Kendall Simmons.
That brings up Kendall Simmons as Po-Yu Chen is able to rack up his fifth strikeout of the afternoon there. Simmons with a bounce out to the first baseman Marcos' first trip. The pitch, right-handed batter takes a slider low. Marauders have not had a fruitful day offensively today. 1-0 from Chen. Swung on, bounced up the middle. Shortstop Chang to his left. Gathers it cleanly, throws to first in plenty of time for the second out. Defense looking sharp. Po-Yu Chen has made a couple of small mistakes that have led to this 2-0 Marauders deficit. But a really frustrating finish to the top of the fourth inning. Marauders got a leadoff triple off the center field wall from Juan Jerez. He ended up being stranded at third base. Angel Basabe drew a two-out walk, but a strikeout of Grant Cook after Sergio Campagna and Michael Escoto had also struck out. Deprived the Marauders of a chance. Here's a soft flare, shallow right field. Leaping grab by Norquis Marcos. Marauders first baseman takes away a bloop hit from Jamari Baylor. Quick three up and three down here at the bottom of the fourth. We're on to the fifth. Threshers lead the Marauders 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Threshers Players and Staff would like to welcome the guests of Park Royale.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
After back-to-back rehabbers out of the bullpen for Clearwater, a regular roster and player here for the Threshers onto the mound. Right-hander Alex McKenney is on a pitch for the home team with the Marauders trailing 2-0. Lowdown on McKenney, product of the University of Maine and a native of Bangor, Maine. Signed last season with the Phillies as an undrafted free agent. And here in his second season as a professional, he was putting together a halfway decent season. ERA a little bit higher than he would like, surely. 4.70 in 5 appearances for the Threshers. He is holding opponents, though, to a 192 average, keeping the hits to a minimum. 5 hits allowed over 7 2/3 total innings. He's ready to face 8-9-1 in the Marauders' order. Davies Nadal bats first here in the inning, goes after the first pitch and fouls it into the screen. Marauders are trying to turn things around with a bat this afternoon. Leadoff triple by Juan Jerez in the fourth inning. Left stranded. 0-1. Check swing by Nadal. And that misses outside for ball one. Threshers can't challenge it. They're already out of challenges for the day. The windup by McCollum and the pitch. Swing and a miss by Nadal. Went with the off-speed that time. McCollum, rather McKenney. Got an imposing figure on the mound, 6'3", 245. The toss, swinging a pop-up, third base side, backing up on it, How Yu Lee. Shortstop Brito yells, calls him off, and makes the catch.
First baseman, Norquis Marcos.
That brings up Norquis Marcos. Heard a little bit of a low drone in the air outside and thought the worst after the way things have gone this weekend, but it was just a plane flying overhead. Now we have had our fill of nasty weather already this weekend. Norquis Marcos gets the first pitch from McKenney. Check swings a bouncing ball. First base line, fair ball. Sliding stop by Yonamine. He races it to the base himself for the second out. Tough luck there for Norquis Marcos. A little excuse me swing, putting a fair ball into play. That brings up Sung Che Chang. Well, knock on wood, and remind you, there is no such thing as a broadcaster's jinx. There is expected to be no rain in the forecast here in Clearwater today. First pitch to Chang is taken a little too high. Last night, a 2.5-hour delay to first pitch. We got underway at 9, finished the game at 11:15. Here's the 1-0. Chang looks at a strike on the inside corner. And that coming after a night in which we had an hour-and-a-half-long delay in the third inning on Friday night, and then a lengthy wait later in the evening after the game was finally called. 1-1 pitches in the dirt. Should say after which the game was finally called. We had, gosh, a little over an hour delay in the seventh inning before the umpires called the game, and so it was a rain-shortened seven-inning contest. The windup in the 2-1. Chang takes an inside corner fastball for strike two. Do nothing. Threshers on top. Marauders trying to push back here in the middle innings. Wind up in the 2-2 to Chang. Skips in the dirt and the count runs full. Well, we've got to consult the game notes here. It has been a weird stretch for the Marauders in terms of inability to play full 9-inning games due to Mother Nature's interference. We'll give you the specific figures here in just a second. 3-2 pitch. Chang swings and fouls it back. Leading into today, the Marauders have played 4 consecutive 7-inning games. I was going back to the Jupiter doubleheader Sunday at home last week. And then back-to-back 7-inning contest here in Clearwater. We're, again, looking pretty positive in terms of getting a full 9 in today. Cheng called time briefly. Now back in. 3-2 pitch from McKenney. Take it up and away for ball four. Cheng draws a two-out walk. If you want to go back further a couple of days, you go to earlier in the Jupiter series. July the 15th, the day we tried to play two, but were rained out for the second one. That was a seven-inning game. So as a total's out leading into this afternoon's contest here, five of the Marauders' last six games have been only 7 innings in length. Welcome to summer in Florida. Jace Bowen, the batter. Cheng on first base. Two outs. The pickoff throw to first base, not in time. Cheng back in, standing up. Jace Bowen, an 18-game on-base streak, trying to stretch it. More importantly, trying to help the Marauders push closer in this game. The pitch. Bowen swings big and misses. Fastball maybe had some tail on it, not the inside part of the plate. 10 home runs, second on the team for Jays. 50 runs batted in. Leads the team and second most in the Florida State League. McKenney sets, delivers, and a swing and a foul back. Heads up upstairs. That ricochets back down behind home plate. Ball clanked off the club level upstairs and fell back down, and a couple of boys are giving chase after it. Oh, boy. Slightly older and bigger of the two boys in a dark blue shirt. Oh, good gesture there. He flips the ball to the younger kid who gave chase. I think that guy just wanted the thrill of winning the race there, if anything. The count is 0-2 on Jace Bowen. Pitch from McKenney. Take in. Backdoor slider just missed inside. One ball and two strikes. Always fun to see fans kind of race in the empty rows and sections of seats. Almost looks like you're watching a game of Pac-Man live. 1-2, runner breaks. Pitch is swung on, bounced foul into the Threshers' dugout. Cheng got a good jump, but Bowen gets a piece and extends the at-bat. No runs, two hits for the Marauders. Two runs, two hits for the Threshers. One run each for them in the second and third innings. The 1-2, there goes Cheng again. Bowen swings and misses. The inning is over. Strike three, and Bowen chucks the bat to the ground in frustration. We head to the bottom of the fifth here in Clearwater. Marauders still trail 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Fans, hold on to your souvenir gear.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mikey Onamine chops the first pitch foul that he sees from Po Yu Chen to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. We're in Clearwater, 2-0 Threshers on top of the Marauders here, the rubber game of the series. Chen lifts his leg, deals the 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Yonamine brought home the game's first run with a line drive single, sliced down the right field line. In the second inning, that scored Andrik Nava, who had doubled. The 1-1 pitch, Yonamine swings and misses, chased it low. An RBI single stretched Yonamine's hit streak to 8 straight. He's now hitting well north of 300 during that streak, and Yonamine looked like he got something stuck in his eyes there. It's a breezy afternoon, so probably some dust getting kicked up down the field. Now wind is basically blowing right in his face as a right-handed batter, right to left. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off of the screen above the Marauders' dugout, and I think somebody got hit on the back, although gently, thankfully, on the ricochet. One ball and two strikes on the Honolulu native. Here's Chen with a 1-2 pitch, low and outside. Frustrating day for Bradenton offensively. They have stranded 5 men, including Juan Jerez in the fourth inning after he hit a leadoff triple. Clearwater pitching. We've seen 4 different men on the mound so far for the home team. They've been nails. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Cued off the end of the bat. Trickler to the right side of the infield. Picked up by the second baseman. And the throw by Escoto to first base not in time. And a collision between Yonamine and Norquis Marcos. Marcos looked like took the brunt of it, but he quickly gets up off the ground, thankfully. That was just a weird play in so many regards. Ball with a lot of side spin softly rolled to the right side. Escoto ranged far to his glove side.
Left fielder Wilfredo Flores.
And Escoto's throw was off the mark, and due to the way that Marcos caught the ball as he was standing on the bag, he took a bit of a collision from Yonamine, and Marcos is now walking around the shallow right field grass in some pain. And even though Marcos is still trying to recover from whatever got him, Michael Escoto, right next to him, is excitedly throwing that thumbs up there, saying, "We're good, we're good," but Marcos clearly looks like he needs some more time to recover. Jeez. Didn't really get a good look at one part of the body he took the brunt of that collision in. Maybe the right hand. So Marcos stays in there. Micah Yonamine gets credit for an infield single there. And Wilfredo Flores the batter. Here's the pitch. Swings and fouls it back. Wilfredo Flores, first at bat of the day, grounded into an inning-ending fielder's choice. Back in the second. Chen looks in, gets the sign from Cook, who sets up inside. Here's the toss. Swing and a foul off on the third base side. We've seen some good stuff from Poyu today. He struck out 5 over now 4-plus innings. He is set, and is 0-2. Swung on, lifted foul, third base side again. Those fluffy white clouds that have been sitting beyond right field and center field coming closer to the ballpark. They're harmless, though. Can maybe give us a little bit of cloud cover, maybe cool the afternoon off a little bit. Chen sets, 0-2 again, swung on, bounced to the right side, charging Escoto, he gloves it, looks at second, goes to first with a throw, and they get him there. So that retires Wilfredo Flores. Yonamine slides in safely, no throw at second. Escoto with the right idea there. I was thinking second base initially, but with that slow developing ground ball, really wouldn't have been worth the risk there to try and get the lead runner. One out, runner at second base for the Threshers, and here's Eric Brito. The pitch from the right-hander, swung on, fouled back. Look out in the first row there. Got a couple of folks sitting in that front row directly behind home plate. Brito, a walk in his first plate appearance. Later came around to score on a Marcus Lee Sang sack fly. 0-1. Breaking ball, weakly fouled, out of play on the first base side. Po Ho-Yu Chen working hard on the mound. Not benefiting from any run support yet from his teammates. Four Clearwater pitchers, meanwhile, combined to hold the Marauders scoreless through their first five innings of the dish. Chen fires the 0-2. Curveball, low and outside. Trickles a couple of feet away from Cook, but no advance from Yonamine. Yonamine, runner at second base, can probably appreciate the effort there for Grant Cook. Yonamine grew up catching himself growing up in Hawaii, although he's played primarily first base here for Clearwater this year. And a step off by Chen. Yonamine built much more as a prototypical first baseman than as a catcher. 6'3", 205. He's out there on second base. 1-2 pitch, swung on, bounced to third, and Davies Nadal fields it foul behind the bag. You don't see too many of those very tall catchers anymore, at least in Major League Baseball. You saw Joe Mauer a handful of years ago, and he was still playing with the Twins. Dan Wilson with the Mariners, going back a little further. We don't see a whole lot of catchers who are quite that tall anymore. Definitely guys over 6 feet. Catchers 6'3 and taller, though, tend to be a little more rare. Now time called by Brito. Getting resituated in the box. Count 1-2. Chen getting the sign from Cook. Now his hands are together. A look at second. The pitch. 1-2. Swung on a miss for strike three. Eric Brito goes after one up and away. Sixth strikeout of the game for Po-Yu Chen. And he will face Hao-Yu Lee for the third time. The two who grew up in close proximity to one another in Taiwan. Squaring off for the runner on second base. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Lee takes in the dirt. Cook keeps it close. Nicely done. No advance from Yonamine off of second. Threshers 2, Marauders nothing. Po-Yu Chen, typically a guy who has benefited from greater run support. He delivers the 1-0. Taken by Lee, a high strike. It's 1-1. In fact, Chen has averaged the most run support among all Marauders starters this season, averaging 3.5 runs worth of support per game. He sets, 1-1 pitch. Lee swings, bounces to third, pulled foul. Pure hitter, Hao-Yu Lee. Line drive hitter for the most part. Has some power, 7 home runs on the season. A lot of scouts seem to agree that he'll be more of a bat-first profile. A hit-over-glove guy, although he's certainly a capable defender, both second base and third base. And so far in the hitting department, he's really lived up to the billing. He's behind Chen, 1-2. The right-hander deals the 1-2 pitch. It is inside with a breaking ball, missing. Goes to 2-2. Pitch count for Chen at 75. His season high is 90, for those wondering. Did so back on June 10th, coincidentally against Clearwater. 2-2. Lee takes low for ball three. I do wonder if Chen is able to retire the side here on this batter. Wonder if he would get the chance to pitch into the sixth inning. Remains to be seen. A set, 3-2 pitch, swung on and popped up. Center of the infield, drifting over to the left side. Shortstop Chang wants it. He makes the catch with the sunglasses on. Inning is over, a scoreless fifth inning by Po-Yu Chen. We go to the sixth inning, the Marauders trailing 2-0 here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
You are the one I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Well, the Marauders still trail the Threshers 2-0 here in Clearwater. And Threshers go to another fresh arm out of the bullpen. Left-hander Matt Osterberg. The motion and the pitch. Juan Jerez swings and fouls one straight back to the screen. Marauders trying to generate some offense. Juan Jerez appeared to push the Marauders in the right direction back in the fourth inning. Led off with a triple off the center field wall that frame. Bradenton couldn't make a run out of it, though, as Jerez takes the next pitch low and outside. Matt Osterberg comes from the small town of Coleman, Wisconsin. Left-hander deals, and Jerez takes one that just misses the outside corner for ball two. Coleman, Wisconsin, population of about 700, just north of Green Bay. He was the Phillies' 15th round draft pick last year out of St. Cloud State. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul toward the on-deck circle where Sergio Campagna waits. So St. Cloud State, located in Minnesota, that's where Matt Osterberg attended school. He was the Huskies' ace during his collegiate career. And during his time as a student-athlete, majored in software engineering. Long, curly brown hair spilling out from underneath his red hat on the mound. Wind up, 2-2. Jerez swings and misses. Got him on a fastball. So one away.
Goodbye.
And Matt Osterberg.
Right fielder, Sergio Campagna.
Continues the strikeout trend here for Clearwater pitching. They've racked up quite a few today. Number 9 in the afternoon for the Threshers pitching staff. Here's Campagna. First pitch he takes just outside. Osterberg, 4.14 ERA on the season. Spending all year here in Clearwater, 15 appearances, 11 starts, pitching primarily out of the rotation. The 1-0, fastball rides high. Although he has not been a guy who has gone very deep in many games. And now Osterberg wants to exchange baseballs here. 15 appearances, 45 and two-thirds innings. So that really hints at not a whole lot of deep outings for Osterberg, who has been the starter on many Sunday games this year. 2-0. That arrives over the plate at the knees, a strike on Campagna. 36 strikeouts, 13 walks over those 45 and two-thirds innings. Here comes with a 2-1, and that skips in the dirt. Hitters have had a field day off Osterberg. They're batting 330 against the southpaw. A lot of his outs coming on the ground, 2.32, the ratio, ground outs to air outs, which takes into account flyouts and line drives. 3-1 pitch, Campagna, big swing and a miss. Top hand coming off, and just couldn't connect on it. Bases empty, one away for Bradenton. Here comes a 3-2 to Sergio Campagna. Inside corner, strike three, and Campagna walks away, rung up by plate umpire Connor McKenna.
Second baseman Michael Escoto.
Here's Michael Escoto. Bats have been awfully quiet for the Marauders today. Only two hits to speak of. Osterberg, the pitch, and Escoto takes a strike in the inside corner. There's somebody throwing in the Marauders bullpen. It's Jack Hartman. 0-1. Fastball outside. Osterberg last season, one game in the Florida Complex League, and then seven games with Clearwater. Faced the Marauders three times last year, so he's a somewhat familiar name to a couple of these hitters. Next pitch low to Escoto, 2-1. Those opportunities against the Marauders last year for Osterberg included his low-A debut August the 17th of last year. Next one, low and inside, three balls and one strike. Two outs, bases empty. Osterberg had the opportunity to pitch in the Northwoods League summer of 2019. Very high-profile summer collegiate league. 3-1 pitch is swung on, foul back off the facing of the upper level. And ricochets back down to some empty seats. Osterberg played for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, a couple of hours away from his hometown. Summer of 2019, pitching 11 games that summer. 3-2, swung on, grounded up the middle, and this is fielded by the shortstop. Throw to first base is in time. What a play by the shortstop, Brito, right up the middle on the ground ball by Escoto. Marauders go in order here in the sixth. We head to the bottom half, still 2-0 Threshers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company has been a local favorite for 25.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jack Hartman is on a pitch for the Marauders. He takes over in relief of Po Yu Chen. Here at the bottom of the sixth, Clearwater 2, Bradenton nothing. And Hartman's first pitch to Marcus Lee Sang swung on and drilled on a line foul down the third baseline. Hartman tasked with facing 2, 3, and 4 in the Threshers' order. Marcus Lee Sang, Leandro Pineda, and Andrick Nava. Third baseman Davies Nadal went over to retrieve that foul ball and cleared off the field. Hartman pitched last Saturday against Jupiter. Walked a pair, hit by a pitch. All men scored. That ended a streak of three straight scoreless outings for him. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball. That's over for a strike. Curveball looked good there. He's ahead 0-2 on Marcus Lee Sang. Sack fly to center. Last time up for Lee Seng, contributing to this 2-0 Threshers lead. 0-2 from Hartman. Fastball. Chopped on the ground to second base. Right there, Michael Escoto from the shallow outfield grass throws to first in time to get Lee Seng. One away for the home team here in the sixth inning. Brings up Leandro Pineda. Those white clouds still moving closer to the ballpark. Come on, guys. Could use a little cloud cover here. A little cooling of the temperature. Pitch to Pineda. Swung on, foul back. And, of course, this is me, the broadcaster, speaking from the air-conditioned booth here. Players down on the field and players and staff down the dugouts, fans outside. They could use that cloud cover and cooling a little bit more. Hartman ready, and the 0-1 pitch. Pineda takes just off the outside corner. Hartman, 6'3", 205 pounds, 24 years old, from Peachtree City, Georgia. 1-1. Curveball, low and inside, just over the shoe tops of Pineda. Hartman was born in Michigan, moved with his family to Georgia at a young age, though, spent pretty much the majority of his life in Georgia. Grew up a big Detroit sports fan, though. 2-1 pitch is high. 3-1 on Pineda. This all coming from a conversation earlier this summer via Zoom with Hartman when I first got to talk to him in a little pregame interview. Talked about growing up a Tigers fan, Detroit Lions fan, with those Michigan roots for his family. 3-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted to left field, softly hit. Basabe tracking it, barely had to move. Couple of steps in, he makes the catch. Two gone. Hartman listed Justin Verlander as one of his favorite players growing up. Of course, Verlander began his career with the Tigers. And either last night or the night before, Justin Verlander with the Houston Astros at age 39, still throwing 99 miles per hour the fastball against the Seattle Mariners the other night. Just unbelievable. Here's Andrik Nava. First pitch, he swings and misses late on the fastball. Hartman cranking up to 96 on the radar gun. Two outs, nobody on for the Threshers. Hartman looking for a clean sixth inning. Ready, he fires the 0-1. Fastball again, this time inside. Hartman turned 24 years old just 11 days ago. Now almost seems to lose his footing out there on the mound as he comes to his set position. Steps off the rubber, though. Time called by plate umpire Connor McKenna. And Hartman has been called for a pitch clock violation, so the count's going to move to 2-1 with the automatic ball. High black socks, contrasted with the white cleats. Sets. Deals the 2-1. Swinging a bouncing ball left side of the infield to the shortstop Chang. From the hole, throws to first in time with his feet set in the ground. Nicely done by Sung Jae Chang. And Jack Hartman tosses a clean sixth inning. We go to the seventh here in Clearwater. Marauders trying to get to work. They trail 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
With the Beachside Hospitality Group t-shirt ball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Cobb Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bullpen day continues for the Threshers. Onto the mound is right-hander Connor Ash, who winds up and deals to Angel Basabe. Straight over-the-top delivery, misses low with a fastball. 6-7-8 in the order for the Marauders here in the seventh inning. They trail the Threshers 2-0 here in the rubber game of the series. Ash the windup in the 1-0, and Basabe takes high. 2-0 the count. Connor Ash, undrafted free agent signing by the Phillies last year. Pitched in Missouri four seasons, mostly in relief. Here's the 2-0 toss, and Basabe takes a strike this time. For Ash, here it is second season as a professional, 3.58 ERA over 21 appearances, 1.16 whip, 2-1 pitch. And Basabe swings and skies it way up in the air, right side. Who's got it? First baseman Yonamine over, and the shortstop Brito over. He makes the basket catch up against his chest. Second baseman Kendall Simmons looked up in the sky and immediately shrunk back away as if to clue his teammates, saying, hey, I don't know where it is. A good job by Brito, captain of the infield, taking charge there, catching the pop-up. Retires Basabe. And that brings up Grant Cook, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Didn't quite get the opportunity to give you the final totals for Poyu Chen today. Give those in just a second. The pitch to Cook is taken too high. Ball one. Totals for Poyu Chen in his 16th start of the year. Five innings, three hits, two runs, both earned. Walked one, struck out six. Not a bad outing. In fact, one of his better ones of the season. But as Cook pops one up, first base side, near the Marauders dugout, and this one goes untouched. Threshers totally lost sight of it. Chen, unfortunately, not benefiting from any run support. So the Marauders' bullpen, Jack Hartman, so far successful. Bullpen trying to keep it a close game. Marauders' bats, meanwhile, trying to put some life into this game. Ash fires the 1-1. Slow curveball, misses high to Cook. That was a strange little pop-up behind home plate just a minute ago. Was definitely within reach for the catcher, Nava. He apparently totally lost sight of it. Was well shy of the backstop, easily playable. 2-1. Curveball way too high, 3-1. If there's one struggle for Ash this season, it has been primarily the walks. 13 walks allowed over 27 and two-thirds innings. Not terrible, but not an ideal rate. The toss misses high to Cook, and he draws ball four. One-out walk for Grant Cook. Davies Nadal going to try and get a little rally going for the Marauders, who trail 2-0. Cook on first base, not a big base-stealing threat. Long pause by Ash, and here's the pitch to Nadal. He shows bunt, good one, third base line. Picked up by Ash, barehanded, throw to first is not nearly in time. Both men are safe. Second base briefly left unmanned. Center fielder Marcus Lee Sang hustles in to cover. Nothing going on, though. So how about Davies Nadal poking down a perfectly laid bunt single down the third base line? It might add a much-needed hit for Nadal that ends a long hitless spell for him. Nadal had been hitless in his last six games. That breaks an 0-for-20 for him. Two on, one gone. And the batter, Norquis Marcos, 0-for-2, a couple of groundouts. The pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes ball one high. Different look here from Marcos. Don't believe I've seen this from him yet. He's going sans batting glove on the top hand. He's wearing the gold batting glove on the bottom left hand, though. A little bit of a 1970s look there. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled back off the screen. The Marauders have left five men stranded over their first five innings of the play tonight. Last inning, the sixth, they went down in order. Trying to burst on through here and put a run on the scoreboard. Grant Cook is on second. Davies Nadal at first base. 1-1 to Marcos. Too high for ball two. That breaking ball is just not sharp so far from Connor Ash. Ash was born in Michigan, Grand Blanc, Michigan. His birthplace, hometown is Plainfield, Illinois. Ready on the hill, third base side of the rubber. The 2-1 pitch. Marcos lays off low for ball three. Some discipline here for the Marauders, building some momentum in their favor. Sung Che Chang patiently waits his turn on deck. Runners get their leads. Cook off second base, Nadal off of first. Now here's Ash's 3-1 pitch. It's up and in for ball four, and the bases are loaded for the Marauders. And with troubles mounting here for Connor Ash, timeout called. He'll get a mound visit from his pitching coach, Vic Diaz. Well, hopefully for Bradenton, this is the moment where they finally pierce through the difficulties today they've had against Clearwater pitching, which has been almost unhittable at times this afternoon. We've seen to this point two scoreless innings from Aberson Castellano in a spot start. Led into back-to-back one-inning rehab appearances by Sam Coonrod and Cam Bedrosian. Alex McKenney followed with a scoreless fifth inning. Now Connor Ash, following Matt Osterberg, who pitched a clean sixth. Sung Che Chang comes to the plate with the bases loaded, only one away for the Marauders. Left-handed batter waits. Here's Ash with the pitch, and Chang takes a curveball strike. Cook on third, he walked. Davies Nadal on first base, a bunt single. Norquis Marcos on first, he also walked. The 0-1 from the right-hander. Chang swings and grounds a ball. Base hit into right field. That scores Cook from third. Nadal right behind him. Throw home from right field. Not in time. Two-run single and we are tied. Sung Che Chang comes through in the clutch. Norquis Marcos stops at third base. Sung Che Chang takes second on the throw home from right field. And the Marauders have business booming here in the seventh inning. Sung Che Chang poking a two-run single through the right side of the infield. And now second and third, one away. Infield up for Clearwater. With that go-ahead run just 90 feet away from scoring. Jace Bowen in the box. Here's the pitch by Ash. Breaking ball over for strike one. Norquis Marcos, leading runner at third base now. Right behind him on second, Sung Che Chang. Here's the 0-1. Bowen swings and pops it up. Shallow right field, may even stay on the infield. Second baseman Simmons wants it. And with his feet on the dirt, he makes the catch for an unproductive out number two. Bowen not happy with himself as he walks off the field. Two outs, two in scoring position. Juan Jerez with a chance to come through again. The set by Ash. The pitch. And Jerez steps away from one that comes onto the inside corner and drops into the knees. Called strike on the big curveball. Score is tied at two here in the top of the seventh on a Sung Che Cheng. Two-run single to right field. Right-hander sets at the belt buckle. Here he is with a 1-0. Jerez looks at a curveball again for strike two. Norquis Marcos on third base represents the go-ahead run for the Marauders, looking for their first lead of the game. Ash is set. Here's the 0-2 to Jerez. A swing and a miss. He chasing the dirt. Tag applied by Nava. Inning over, and the Marauders strand a pair in scoring position, but they tie the score at two on the Cheng two-run single. Time to stretch here in Clearwater. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tebow time on the mound for the Marauders here at the bottom of the seventh inning. 24-year-old Dominican Junior Tebow comes on to pitch in a 2-2 tie ball game. Just newly so. The Marauders have been trailing 2-0 since the third inning. Sung Che Cheng, however, top of the seventh, delivering a two-run single to right field. And so we got a different-looking ball game now as we go to the bottom of the seventh. It is Kendall Simmons leading off for Clearwater. Junior Tebow, 6'4", 185 pounds, kicks his leg and fires, and Simmons swings and grounds one softly to the second baseman, Escoto. He scoops it up, throw to first in time, one pitch, one away for Junior Tebow here in the seventh. And while we've spoken so much about how well Clearwater's pitching has done, a combined staff effort on a bullpen day for the home team, Marauders pitching has settled into a nice groove after Poyu Chen came off to a nice finish on the mound today as the Marauders starter. Jamari Baylor in the box for the Threshers. The pitch, and the righty batter takes a strike on the outside corner. Seven in a row retired by Marauders pitching. 13 of the last 14. Well, pitch is high. One and one the count on Jamari Baylor. Tied at two, bottom of the seventh inning. Bases empty and one out for the Threshers. Here's Tebow's 1-1 pitch. That's low and outside. Slider. Last five appearances for Tebow have been pretty solid. Six and a third innings. Only one unearned run allowed during that period. Nine strikeouts over the six and a third innings. 2-1. Fastball late on the swing. Sends it foul out of play, does Baylor. He is 0 for 2 today. A strikeout looking and a pop out to the first baseman, Marcos. Big lefty-righty splits for Tebow. Holding right-handed batters to a 175 average. Set to face three of them here this inning. The pitch, breaking ball, strike three called. Outside corner. So there's that big slide piece from Tebow, and he gets the strikeout looking of Jamari Baylor. Two away here in the seventh inning. Really like to see Tebow thrive so well against right-handed batters. Still looking to improve, though, against lefty hitters who are batting .325 against him this season. Another righty hitter to the plate here in Micah Yonamine. Two for two, a pair of singles. The pitch, breaking ball high. Tebow can get the fastball up to 96, 97, 98. He'll sit more 95, 96 typically. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. There was the fastball. 95. Getting Yonamine to cut through it. RBI single in the second for the Threshers first baseman. And an infield single in the fifth. He's hit safely in eight consecutive games. The 1-1. Taken for strike two at the knees. Jack Hardman pitched a flawless sixth inning. Let's see if Tebow can follow suit here in the seventh. One strike away from doing so. Quick squeeze of the rosin bag behind the mound. Tebow readjusting the bill of his black hat. Toes the rubber. Center of the slab. Sets. And the 1-2 pitch to Yonamine. Swing and a miss. He got him on the slider. Strike three. Junior Tebow goes three up and three down here in the seventh. And we head to the eighth. Tied at two here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The right-hander Carlos Betancourt is on to pitch the seventh inning for the Threshers here in Clearwater. Marauders send up the middle third of their order, Sergio Campagna, to get it started. We are tied at two here at BayCare Ballpark in the series finale. Rubber game, the Marauders looking for their third consecutive series win. Betancourt, the right-hander, kicks his leg and fires. Campagna takes a slider that spins way outside. Betancourt, a 21-year-old who hails from Cumana, Venezuela, signed with the Phillies in July 2017. 1-0 pitch, and Campagna swings and pops it up on the first base side. Yonamine, the first baseman, over, and he runs out of room. Ball falling a few rows deep into the seats behind the dugout. Single-A debut last season for Betancourt after spending the previous 2 years in the Gulf Coast League. His right-hander has big reverse splits. Actually fares better against lefty batters than he does against right-handed hitters. Betancourt with a long pause. Now the 1-1 to Campagna. Taken high. Overall, a pretty good season for Betancourt. 2.25 ERA across 16 appearances. 1.25 whip. 31 strikeouts, only 9 walks over 28 innings. Here's his 2-1. Campagna takes a fastball for strike two. Betancourt is listed at 6'1", 160 pounds, and I would venture a bet that he has packed on a few more pounds since then, and that is not a slam. He's definitely added some strength, but doesn't exactly look like a scrappy second baseman as that build listed would entail. 2-2 in Campagna. The pitch. Taken just below the knees for ball three. Fourth season as a professional here in 2022 for Betancourt. All last year in the Complex League. 3-2 now. Fastball. Got Campagna looking at the knees and he wants to challenge. What do we have? Call is upheld. Strike three. Third time Campagna has been sent down on strikes today. And a good start to the outing for the sixth man out of the bullpen today for Clearwater. Michael Escoto to the plate next. Betancourt offers one up, and Escoto takes a slider that almost found the outside corner, maybe low. Sung Che Chang, top of the seventh inning, tied the score at 2-2 with a two-run single to right field. Marauders had been trailing 2-0 since the third inning. The 1-0, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Threshers, one run in the second, RBI single by Micah Yonamine, and a sack fly in the third by Marcus Lee Sang. That's how we've arrived with this 2-2 score. 1-1 pitch, swing and a bouncing ball pulled to third. Right there for it, Hao Yu Lee, toss across to first in time, retiring Escoto. Two away for the Marauders, top of the eighth inning.
Left fielder on Hill this Sunday.
Now Angel Basabe will try and spark something with two outs here in the eighth inning. This game just over 2 hours old as we play in the visitors' half of the eighth. On a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon, the pitch, Basabe, lays off low. Basabe has found his way onto the bases twice today. A walk in the second and in the fourth inning, popped out of the shortstop in the seventh. The 1-0. There's a swing and a high fly ball deep to left center field. Backing up, Marcus Lee Sang onto the track. Reaches up and banged into the wall. He can't make the catch. Basabe around second. He is digging for third, and he is in there standing up with a triple. Angel Basabe with a triple here in the eighth inning, and he flashes the peace sign to his teammates in the dugout. Marcus Lee Sang went banging into that padded wall in left center, full steam ahead. And although maybe a little bit shaken up, he's thankfully okay out there, it appears. Angel Basabe with a triple to left center field. And let's see if the Marauders can bring him home with the go-ahead run. That's the big part of the ballpark. That center field is where fly balls go to die here in Clearwater. Pitch to Grant Cook. Taken inside under the hands. The Marauders bullpen is quiet right now, so we may see another inning out of Junior Tebow. The 1-0 pitch. Cook takes outside. Fastball didn't miss by a whole lot. Well, it's not very common that we see multiple innings at a time from Junior Tebow, though he's done so a few times this season. Marauders trying to push ahead here on the scoreboard. The 2-0 pitch. Cook lays off low and outside for ball three. Betancourt really trying not to make a big mistake to Cook, the right-handed hitting catcher, with power. You have to wonder maybe if he's trying to pitch around him, maybe get to Nadal next. 3-0 coming. Cook takes inside for ball four. That is the second free pass earned today by Grant Cook. Puts men on the corners for Bradenton. And here is Davies Nadal. We mentioned earlier the reverse splits shown by Carlos Betancourt. Taking a look at those now coming into this outing for Betancourt. Righty batters hitting 273 against him. Lefty hitters just 205. Lefty hitter Nadal in the box. First and third, two away. Here's the pitch by Betancourt. Nadal checks his swing and can't hold up. It may have been in the zone anyway. Recalled strike from Connor McKenna. Angel Basabe on third. Grant Cook at first. Here comes Betancourt with the 0-1. Nadal swings and misses. He chased in the dirt. That is strike two. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Marauders. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Threshers. No balls and two strikes. Davies Nadal trying to hang tough and extend this at bat. Trying to drive in that go-ahead run from third. The 0-2 from the right-hander. Nadal takes up and away. This is the rubber game of the series. The Marauders trying to pull in front and come away this weekend with a third consecutive series win. Threshers, meanwhile, trying to come out of the All-Star break strong. They dropped their previous series against Fort Myers, 4-2. The set, and here we go again on 1-2. The pitch to Nadal is swung on and missed. He was early, strike three, and runners are left standing on first and third. Tied, we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 2-2 here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
We'll be right back.
Thrashers.
We are still tied at 2-2 here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, heading to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Junior Tebow is indeed back to pitch. The bottom of the eighth for Bradenton after a flawless seventh inning. Thrashers send 8-9-1 in their order to the plate here in the home half of the eighth inning. Alfredo Flores, switch hitting left fielder, 0-2 today, bats first. Here's the pitch. Tebow gets a swing and a high fly ball right center field on his horse, Jace Bowen. It is over his head and bounces to the wall. Flores into second base. He is thinking three. Relay throw from Sung Jae Chang into third base is much too late, and it's a leadoff triple by Wilfredo Flores. Tebow grooved a pitch there to Flores, and he was all over it. That breaks a string of eight in a row retired by Marauders pitching. That is the potential go-ahead run waiting on third base with nobody out here in the eighth inning. Infield up for Bradenton. Eric Brito the batter. He is 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. The pitch. Brito swings and foul, tips it out of Cook's mitt. Twice today, the Marauders have stranded runners on third base after those men tripled. Juan Jerez happened to him in the fourth inning. Happened on Angel Basabe just moments ago in the top of the eighth inning. Marauders trying to return the favor here and strand Flores after his triple here. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Brito. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt for strike two. Junior Tebow's gone as many as three innings in an appearance this season. The 0-2 pitch. Brito swings and lifts it to right center field. Could be deep enough. Bowen charges in, gives way to the right fielder Campagna. He catches it. Runner bluffs coming home. A heck of a throw on the fly by Campagna to home plate. And that will hold Flores at third. What a throw from right center by Sergio Campagna. And if Flores had challenged him, he would have been dead meat on that play. One gone with the dangerous Hao Yu Lee stepping to the plate. Flores off of third base. Infield still up for the Marauders. Here's Tebow with the toss. Swinging a line drive center field. Bowen coming in. Has to play it on a bounce. He's coming up throwing home. Play of the play. Not in time. Lee is digging for second. Throw there from home is in time to get him. Heads-up defense by the Marauders there. As the go-ahead run does score, but Bradenton gets the out on the trailing end of the play. How Yu Lee as he pops up from the slide. A friendly little wave there to his countryman, Sung Jae Chang, as he departs. So the Threshers do pull back in front, but some good heads-up defense there by the Marauders. As the throw home from Bowen came home. Not the worst idea, by the way. As Flores had to wait on third base, making sure the ball wasn't caught. Here's Marcus Lee Sang. First pitch, low and inside, almost hit his legs. So Hao Yu Lee cut down at second base, trying to take second after his single to center field. Reading that throw home from center by Bowen. All things considered, not really the worst outcome for the Marauders. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Lee Sang takes too high. However, Clearwater back in the lead. It's 3-2, so the Marauders will have a deficit of some length to deal with in the top of the ninth. Tebow trying to keep it at just the one run. 2-0 pitch, swinging a bouncing ball, foul into the Bradenton dugout. Bases empty, two outs. Marcus Lee Sang, 0-2 with the aforementioned sack fly in the third inning. Here's the set. Tebow lifts his leg and deals the 2-1. There's a swing and a fly ball, left field line, pushed out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Arturo de Freitas, catcher who has the day off today for Clearwater, has been throwing the fresh baseballs out to the Marauders pitcher, so that's a little something different. The 2-2, Lone outside, couldn't get him to chase, and the count goes full on Marcus Lee Singh. And I'm wondering the reason for plate umpire Connor McKenna not throwing the fresh balls out to pitchers anymore. I wonder if he had his arm hurt in some way or something. Not sure. 3-2. Lee Singh takes high for ball four. So the Threshers not yet finished here in the home half of the eighth inning. Leandro Pineda 0-for-3. They'll dig in for the fourth time. Two runs, five hits for the Marauders. Three runs, five hits for Clearwater. RBI single by Hao Yu Lee here in the eighth inning has put them back in front. First pitch is outside to Pineda. Nobody throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. A couple of men are up and moving around, though. The 1-0. Swung on, lifted high in the air, deep right field. Campagna back at the warning track. Shive the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch. And the inning is over, but the Threshers retake the lead on the Hao Yu Lee RBI single. On the ninth, Marauders need a rally here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders in need of a rally here in the ninth inning, trailing 3-2. Norquis Marcos bunts the first pitch of the ninth and misses on a pitch low from Gabriel Yanez. Strike one, the count to begin the ninth inning here in Clearwater. Threshers 3, Marauders 2. Go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the eighth by Hao Yu Lee. That is the decisive run in this game so far. Here's the windup by Yanez, lefty, and the pitch, a swing and a miss by Marcos for strike two. Gabriel Yanez, 6'3", 223-pound lefty from El Tigre, Venezuela, signed with the Phillies in January of 2017. Quick pitch, misses high for ball one. Bullpen day, Johnny Holstaff, whatever you want to call it. Either way, we have seen eight pitchers on the mound for Clearwater today. Next one skips in the dirt for ball one. The only man to pitch more than one inning today was the spot starter, Aberson Castellano. He went two scoreless. Sam Coonrod, Cam Bedrosian, Alex McKenney, Matt Osterberg, Connor Ash, Carlos Betancourt, now Gabriel Yanez. 2-2. Marcos lays off low, ball three. Marcos 0-for-2, a walk his last time up. Yanez with the windup. 3-2 pitch. Marco swings and lines one. Base hit into left field. Up with the ball, left fielder Flores, and Norquis Marco stops it first with a leadoff single here in the ninth inning. He roped that one.
The shortstop, Sungjae Chang.
That brings up Sungjae Chang, who delivered the game tying at the time, two-run single in the top of the seventh inning. See if Cheng can contribute to a late Marauders rally here in the ninth. The pitch, instead of step and throw over to first base after a high leg kick, and Marcos is in there safely. Lefty on a lefty. Cheng has struggled against southpaws this season, trying to muscle one up here. Slide step, pitch, fastball in for a strike. Marauders series win streak hanging in the balance this afternoon. Bradenton one win away from making it three straight series victories. Here's the pitch from Yanez, and Chang takes a curveball just high. This is only the second three-game series Bradenton has played this season. After the opening weekend in Dunedin, Marauders won that series 2-1. Trying to make it 2-3 here this weekend in Clearwater. 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped up. That's coming right back this way. Will it stay in play? No, it will not. It's a high bounce off the concrete in the seating bowl. No room for Andrik Nava to make a play. And it moves to 1-2 on Sungjae Chang. One and two the count with Norquis Marcos on first base representing the tying run for the Marauders. The 1-2 pitch, Chang swings and foul tips it out of Nava's mitt. He couldn't quite hold on. And there's another fresh ball thrown out of the Clearwater dugout over to Nava, who then relays it to his battery mate. Again, I'm wondering if plate umpire Connor McKenna is maybe having trouble throwing the ball or something of that nature. Lefty sets. The 1-2 pitch again, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Says taken by the shortstop, Brito steps on second for one. Throw to first in time. 6-3 double play, and the Marauders suddenly down to their final out. Tough break for Bradenton there. And despite the shift restrictions, Brito the shortstop still close enough up the middle to field that ball. Step on the base himself to start the twin killing. It is up to Jace Bowen, who is 0-4, also trying to extend an on-base streak, more importantly, trying to keep Bradenton in this game. Wind up and the pitch, Bowen stares one down low for ball one. Clearwater 3, Bradenton 2, next pitch to Bowen, at the knees for a called strike, and Bowen wants to challenge it. Call stands, strike one. Wow. Base is empty with two away. Here comes the big lefty with the windup in the 1-1. Bowen swings and pops it up out of play down the right field line. Now the Marauders are down to their final strike. Bowen trying to fight for this one. Yanez has the signal from Nava. The motion. And the 1-2 pitch, Bowen swings and fouls this one back, staying alive. Still one ball and two strikes on the Marauders center fielder. 0-4, a couple of strikeouts. Quick pitch coming, and that misses low for ball three. And ball two, check that. 2-2 on Bowen. Here's the rock in the delivery by Yanez. Bowen swings and chops one third baseline foul. Marauders down by just a run. They've been the comeback kids multiple occasions this season, including last night. Do they have it in them here today? 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball out to right field. Pineda easing back, shy of the track, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Marauders come up just short here this afternoon at Clearwater. Final score, Threshers 3, the Marauders 2, and the Marauders' series win streak is over at 2. The Threshers take this weekend series 2-1. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders' postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes, and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you at the end of a close one this Sunday afternoon. The Marauders come up just shy. Final score of 3-2 as the Clearwater Threshers win this one here in the series finale. Here's how today's game went. Bottom of the second inning, Clearwater struck first. RBI single by Micah Yonamine brought home Andrick Nava, who led off the inning with a double. Third inning, they struck again. Leadoff walk by Eric Brito. He took second on a wild pitch, stole third base, and Marcus Lee Sang lined one to center field deep enough to play Brito with the second run of the game. That 2-0 Clearwater lead stood all the way into the seventh inning when the Marauders tied it up. They loaded the bases for Sungjae Chang, who delivered a ground ball single to right field, scoring two runs. Marauders unfortunately stranded runners on second and third, though, at the end of that inning, keeping the game tied at the time of the seventh inning stretch. Bottom of the eighth, we fast forward a little bit. The Threshers got back on the board, retaking the lead 3-2 on a Hao Yu Lee RBI single, and that would prove to be the difference. The Marauders got a leadoff single in the ninth from Norquis Marcos. He was erased, though, on the front end of a double play grounder off the bat of Sungjae Chang. And then Jace Bowman with a flyout to deep right field, ending today's game. Final totals in this one, the Marauders, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 9 men on base and went just 1 for 9 with men in scoring position. For the Threshers, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and the Threshers left 3 men on base. Winning pitcher in this game for Clearwater is the righty reliever Carlos Betancourt. He improves to 2-1 on the season. The loss goes to Junior Tebow. He drops to 3-2 as he gave up the decisive run in the eighth inning. Time of game, 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,157 here at BayCare Ballpark. It was 88 degrees and mostly sunny at the time of first pitch. With the Marauders' loss, they fall to 15-9 here in the second half, 44-45 overall. Threshers with their win improved to 9-15 in the second half, 44-45 overall on the season. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders' player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, and today those honors go to Sungjae Chang, who delivered a game-tying two-run single in the top of the seventh inning. Unfortunately, the Marauders would not be able to come back to win it, but for his efforts at the plate, as well as with some clean defensive efforts out in the field, Sungjae Chang is today's Marauders player of the game. We now turn our attention to this upcoming week series, a six-game set at home at Lecom Park against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Hope you can join us on Tuesday as we get the homestand started. A 6:30 p.m. game time against Lakeland, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, will be underway with a pregame show at 6:15 on Tuesday night for the first game of the new homestand. All sorts of fun ahead on that homestand. Summer camp day, special noon start time on Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, Nine Devils night on Friday, and back-to-school night on Saturday. You can get tickets for all of those games online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the final score here in Clearwater today, the Threshers 3, the Marauders 2. Clearwater gets the series victory this weekend, 2-1. We'll see you at Lecom Park on Tuesday. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.